Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, kicking off the hour. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got some fun stuff to get into. We're going to talk entertainment, what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, new on your local theater stage.
All right.
All of that coming up. We're talking Halloween costumes in a little bit. What would you dress up for if you could be anything for Halloween? What are you thinking of being for Halloween this year? We'll get into some of that.
Okay.
Some of the newer items out there as well. But, of course, we take your calls as they come in. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this beautiful Friday morning?
Doing good,
doing
man.
Well.
How are you doing?
Well, you know, I know this is not Playmakers, but I need to get this in early because I need to talk some people off the ledge.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds serious.
People, the Brewers weren't expected to be this far, to be this good this year.
That's true.
They're expected to win almost like 70 games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were not going to be 93, winning division, going to the last game of the wild card. This was not even expected of the Brewers this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's take a step back, rejoice on a great season that they had.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear.
And look to the future because the future is bright in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it sure is, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are so many. You had in that game and in this series, you had a perfect example of what Kev is talking about with their young stars really stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with Jackson Churio and what he did in this series, but even with Myers at the end and this third game that he pitched and everything.
Yep. Myers, Mitchell. I mean, they got a lot of really good young players.
A lot to look forward to. And
yep.
You know who your manager is. You've got that mm-hmm. set in stone. It's going to be interesting to see if they will spend in this offseason because they, like a lot of teams like Baltimore and some others, they have some holes. But they've got a lot to look forward to.
Also, the TV issue that just came up might be a thing,
it's
too.
Be
which
tough
is
for every team.
But anyway, yeah.
We're definitely going to be talking about this on Playmakers later, but I appreciate that, Kev. It's a good way to start the morning. It's good. It's a good way to start the morning, man.
You know, if we wait till Playmakers, we might have some of those people jump off the ledge.
Right, right. Yes, that's a good point.
Calm down, everybody. Calm down.
Appreciate it. And save that voice so we can put it to work later, man. And always appreciate the time, brother. Have safe travels out there.
All right, you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too. Appreciate
you.
Be sure to join us tonight from 5 to 6 for Playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's going to join us from the field, talking from the game that we're going to be covering today over on WIRI. We'll be talking more about that in a little bit. I want to dive right into some entertainment news, and crossovers are one of the bigger things that used to exist in TV.
Right.
Especially in the heart of the 80s, early 90s. They got away from it a little while ago, and then they started bringing it back a couple seasons ago,
mm-hmm.
especially during the pandemic, coming out of the pandemic, I should say, where they were looking for ratings, and this is usually a good way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You bring in two different fan bases and, you know,
kind of cram them together. Yep.
Now, crossovers tend to be on the same network and involve similar shows, oftentimes the same producer of said shows. Grey's Anatomy has done a couple of these over the years. The Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, those shows have done it over the years. One of the greatest crossovers I've ever seen, and I think we'll ever see, is one that nobody ever thought would happen, where The Simpsons and Family Guy crossed over once.
Yes.
And that was a mind-blowing one. It was really well done, actually.
Right, right. Considering the history of the two shows.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen. But that may be the wildest one we've ever seen. But this one is definitely going to be quite interesting.
Okay.
Over the summer, Abbott Elementary star and creator Quintina Brunson said she was working on a crossover that would, quote, change television as we know it. And it might have done it because Abbott Elementary, which is a show on NBC, ABC, mm-hmm. it's a show, it's a network TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's rated PG. Tops,
you know,
a pretty family friendly show.
Yep.
And I think
it takes place at a school. Yeah,
and I think if not the best, one of the best TV shows on TV right now.
It's excellent.
Scripted television.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the top five for sure. They are crossing over with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
What?
Which is a show on FX that has been, it's actually one of the longest running scripted TV show comedies of all time. And it features Rob McHenry, Charlie Day, an amazing cast. cast.
Yep.
And some of the worst people you'll ever see on TV. there is not one reputable, there is no good person on Always Sunny. I've seen every single episode of that show, and there is not one good person
on
that
say,
show.
I was going to say, you know, because on normal shows, you get people that, you know, will they give in to their more base, you know, impulses kind of thing. Always Sunny, that's all they do is give it to their base impulses.
It takes the model of Seinfeld and sets it on fire.
Yes.
Like, it's just an amazing, it's hilarious. It's one of those shows where I just can't not watch it. I love it. Sunny creator Rob McHenry posted a picture on Instagram with Quintina and co-star Charlie Day with the caption, "Oh, hello." For those, obviously you can tell from the title, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia takes place in Philly.
Yes.
So does Abbott Elementary. So there is your tie-in right there. But they are both done by two very different networks, ABC and FX. So the fact that they're able to pull this off is pretty amazing. They are both under the Disney banner.
They are, yes.
So they have that going for them. But
yeah, makes it easier.
You don't see that very often. It's usually, okay, both shows are on ABC or both shows are on FX.
Yep.
You don't see where it is this. I think with the monopolizing that is going on in the entertainment industry with more and more companies owning more and more stuff,
yep,
you could actually see more of this. Which is kind of cool, I think. And I cannot wait to see how they pull this off. Because you could not have two very different... I mean, these shows could not be more different.
Right. And I think this is kind of a gamble. You know, I think what they're trying to do is say, maybe there's a few people on this side that, you know, know nothing about the other show. And maybe bringing them together, hey, well, who knows? Maybe we'll find something here. So...
It's interesting and kind of segues into the next conversation, I think, pretty darn well, because there's an interesting conversation going on right now. Frank Darabont made The Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile, and The Mist. I won't hold that last one against him. He also helped develop The Walking Dead for AMC, but he hasn't directed anything since 2013. Until now, he came out of semi-retirement to direct two episodes of the upcoming and final season of Stranger Things.
Oh, wow.
And they asked him in an interview recently, well, why did you kind of come out of semi-retirement and all this and everything? And he said, because the characters are nice. And that is in short supply these days. Because Frank says, quote, "My wife and I really love the show. Our content now is so filled with horrible people doing horrible things for greedy reasons, but Stranger Things has a lot of heart." Mm-hmm. And the positivity is something I really respond to. Mm. And so he brought up this question, who are the good people on TV anymore?
Oh.
Is Stranger Things the only show left without horrible people doing horrible things? Because even on like a show like Abbott Elementary, where it's, again, one of the best shows on TV, it's a very good friendly family show. Mm-hmm. Like the principal on the show tends to have an ego and tends to be very self-indulged. There's a couple characters on that show, one or two, that are pretty egotistical and some of that.
Very much look out for number one, right?
Most every show has to have a, quote, villain. A bad guy. How popular would Superman be without Lex Luthor?
Right.
How popular would Batman be without his cast of villains?
Yeah.
That we hang our hat on. But we've kind of gotten to, society has wanted more and more real. So, you know, like I've talked about with James Bond many times, and we didn't want James Bond from now on, you know, no longer to just go through. He goes against the bad guy at the end of the movie and goes away unscathed. His hair is perfect. And he's there with Mudpenny at the end or, you know, he's with the girl at the end or whatever.
Yeah, basically.
People got tired of that. They wanted more real. And audiences and directors and creators saw this and they went that route. Mm-hmm. But did they go too far in that direction and where it's almost too real or gotten to a point where it's just these people who are writing these things in the bubbles that they live in and their idea of what real is.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's a lot to do with it too.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, you kind of laid it out really good, James, with that whole thing about where, I mean, it real to a certain extent, you know, because what does that mean? You know, I've always pushed against the whole, we're in the prestige era of television, you know, which to me, looking from the outside, someone who really was never in it with, you know, with like Mad Men and all these other things or Game of Thrones or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like what they mean by prestige television is they could show like nudity.
And they
killed people off they weren't expecting. And that's it.
Yeah.
You know, The Walking Dead was a great example of that, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know. I don't know how realistic that is either. So I think
there are good things, but I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that we're in the greatest arc of TV or no. anything like that.
What is it telling us about ourselves? I think that's one of the better reasons that we have the entertainment we do is if it kind of reflects something back to us. That's, I think, is more interesting than just, you know, so a lot of the stuff we're seeing right now.
And a big part of what we're seeing right now, and we've talked about this politically, is a country that is sick of division, a country that is sick of being divided. And I think that you're going to be seeing TV shows start to go that route, too, if they're paying attention. And a little more of that. We'll
see what happens.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced yesterday a pretty long list of artists who will honor Ozzy Osbourne at his induction this month. Jack Black will be presenting.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of people will be performing. Billy Idol, Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers, Wolfgang Van Halen, Maynard James Keenan from Tool, and a bunch of other bands.
Wow.
Robert Trujillo from Metallica, Jelly Roll, Zakk Wylde, Steve Stevens, Andrew Watt. All these people going to be there.
Ooh, Andrew Watt.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh, from Minutemen. Oh.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Rock Hall also announced that Kelly Clarkson will perform in honor of Foreigner. So that's interesting.
Oh, interesting.
That's very interesting. Yeah. The ceremony
she
will
could leave
air...
Foreigner if she wanted to.
She could. The ceremony will air live on Disney Plus on October 19th, and there will also be a primetime special highlighting things on January 1st. Should be interesting.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Hello, Cleveland.
Regardless of what you think about him or feel or anything like that, I genuinely think that you can't. There is no arguing. There's a lot of debate, a lot of conversation. Who is the king of rock and roll? You know, is it Chuck Berry? Is it Elvis?
Is it
you know, some of these people? And I don't think there's necessarily a wrong answer.
No, I'll make a case.
There is only one answer for the king of heavy metal. There's only one. It is Ozzy Osbourne.
That's right.
The man was kicked out of Black Sabbath. He was too heavy metal for Black Sabbath, for God's sake. I love Ozzy. I'm happy for him. I'm glad.
Singular character.
We just got done saying goodbye to a lot of greats over the last couple of weeks, and the fact that he is alive for this, I'm very happy for him and his family. I think that's very cool.
By the way, how is he still alive?
Yeah, that's
the mystery. Him and Keith Richards. That's the biggest mystery in music, man.
Every scientist in the world is just trying to get these two to just get a little of their DNA and try to figure out
how did you guys do this.
New on your small screen this weekend, got on Starz, Method Man in the first guest on the premiere of Fat Joe's talk show, Fat Joe Talks. A lot of people are excited about that. That
interesting. Wow.
Let's see. And you've got Jordan Peele's Scare Tactics coming up on Sci-Fi and Bravo and E. It's a series premiere of a reboot of the prank show, Scare Tactics.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see. BBC America will have the Graham Norton show premiering, so that is also new on your small screen. Nate Bargatze is hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend with Coldplay as the music guest.
Ooh.
The series finale of SEAL Team is on Paramount.
Okay.
And Sunday Night Football, Pittsburgh Steelers versus Dallas Cowboys. The American Music Awards 50th anniversary special is on CBS at 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Wow.
And The Penguin Episode 3 is on HBO on Sunday. Man, has that been good. Ooh, has that been good. It's as if Mario Puzo, the writer of The Godfather, it's as if in a parallel universe, he didn't write The Godfather. Instead, he went to work for DC.
He wrote comic books, right? Yeah.
I kid you not, man. It's like, I don't want to say it's like The Sopranos in DC, but it's close. It's close to it. Colin Farrell is a renaissance as an actor. What he has done with his career, how he has gone from where he was to what he is doing now is incredible to see.
Unrecognizable.
Just unreal. Incredible.
The makeup is amazing. I mean, you can't tell it's him.
I'm not even a gigantic fan of his, but I'm a big fan of people that have some appreciation of where they are and what they have, and he's really done that. New on the big screen this weekend. Not a whole lot coming out. You've got White Bird, which is in limited release. It stars Helen Mirren and Gillian Anderson.
Worth watching just for those two.
Yeah.
Helen Mirren plays the grandmother of a class bully, Julian, and shares the story of how a classmate's kindness helped her survive the Holocaust. Gillian Anderson is the mom who hides her from the Nazis.
That looks fascinating. Wow.
Yeah. It looks really good.
Yeah.
I've seen the trailer, and it looks like one of those movies I'll probably only be able to watch once, but I cannot wait to see it.
Right.
And the big one in theaters, Joker, the sequel, It stars Joaquin Phoenix, of course. Brandon Gleeson is in this one. Catherine Keener. Lady Gaga is in it as Lee Quinzel.
Comes Harley Quinn, yeah.
A lot of people excited about that one. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. I just got a feeling.
It's not my thing.
The first one I remember it came out. Lots of controversy and stuff like this. I have heard like zero about this one. I don't know if...
I'm interested to see how it does Monday. Yeah, right. I'm interested to see the box office numbers Sunday night, see how that does. I want to take more of our focus, though, before we wrap up the segment on local theater. And we're going all around Wood County here, everybody, because we want to represent and mention Wausau Community Theater.
Yes.
The ticket deadline for Wausau Community Theater's fundraising gala, A Night at the Cabaret, is quickly approaching. They have a great show here lined up. Join them Friday, October 18th at the Great Dane to raise funds for Wausau Community Theater. Enjoy a 3-course dinner featuring some great meals there and a wonderful entertainment. Brenton Knees is going to be your MC. This is going to have live performances, dinner, cash bar, silent auction. Nice. It's going to be a fun night.
Support
what they're doing over there. Yeah. We've made some good friends over at Wausau Community Theater over the last year or two, and appreciate our friends over there. Support what they are doing, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind our friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, CWAC, have a bunch of great stuff going on over there. Their Final Fridays is going on today. Ryan Kreft going to be there.
Okay.
That's coming up October 25th. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, that can't be today. It's the Final Friday of the month.
Yeah. That's coming up at the end of the month.
They improvised it, that's all.
And before that, you can get tickets for Ronald Dahl's Matilda, the musical.
Yes!
Yeah, that's coming up soon.
Friday, October 25th, that will premiere. Get your tickets for that at CWAC.org.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our great friends, our second home, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, celebrating their 50th season. And you've got just a couple of chances left to see their opening show, Drinking Habits.
Two chances, to be very precise, tonight and tomorrow, everyone. Okay, I worked it last night. I did concessions last night, which, by the way, was probably one of the biggest concessions I've ever worked. Holy cow.
Wow.
But I got to say, it was almost a sellout. You could almost call it a sellout. There was only a couple of seats left. I have not heard an audience respond like the way they did last night.
It was very
fun to hear. How much fun everyone was having. It was very cool. I love it.
Melissa, you got to see it last week. You really enjoyed it too, didn't you?
Oh, it was hilarious. You're gonna laugh so hard. So prepare for that. Whatever that means to you.
What's it with nuns? Nuns in something theater. They love the nuns on the stage for whatever reason.
They will be on stage tonight at 7 and then tomorrow at 2 o'clock matinee. Be sure to spread the word about this show and attend, everybody. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the theater. Enjoy local. Support local.
Yes.
And keep in mind, auditions for White Christmas are next week, October 7th and 8th.
That's right.
Very cool.
Find out more and get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back. We're talking Halloween costumes
Halloween.
On the morning show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Oh, God, it gets me every time. Hope you're all having a great Friday morning out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're talking a little Halloween right now, and not only Halloween costumes, so if you've got yours picked out or you're debating between this one and that one, let us give you a hand. Call up and join the conversation. Or if you would like, what would you be if you could be anything for Halloween?
Ooh.
No budget restrictions. Somebody else going to make it for you. All of that.
Nice.
What would you be if you could be anything for Halloween? Let's call up 715-424-2600. 424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Thank you for downloading the app, everybody.
Yes.
While we're conversating about this, too, I've got some newer costumes this year and some ideas for people as well. But let's go ahead and go around and do around the room here and everything. Do you guys have any ideas, or are you going to dress up for Halloween or even thinking about it? Melissa?
Well, obviously, if I'm going to go trick-or-treating and hand out candy at my door, I got to dress up.
There's a reason I started with you. There's a reason.
But I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Oh, no. Okay. She doesn't have an idea.
Well,
let's see.
Originally, I said a plant.
Yeah, I did.
That's
like
a good one. I like that idea.
I really like that idea.
My second thought is a can of Spam.
I am fully behind that one.
I like totally that.
Totally behind that
like
one.
That. Can I throw
only
one out
for
there?
That is because it's sitting right in front of me.
You know, I think, Melissa, you would make a great, like, Willy Wonka or Mad Hatter.
I have dressed up as the Mad Hatter for an event when I was directing Alice in Wonderland, the ballet in Tacoma. I dressed up as the Mad Hatter for a
that's
promotion.
That's awesome.
Event. That's a good
one. I
didn't
play that, but.
Fabulous,
yeah.
Melissa. Love that.
I love that. Yeah, that is awesome. That is a good one. I like that one. Yeah, there's some good ones out there. Seth, are you thinking about this at all?
No, I'm probably not going to do that. But I do enjoy helping my youngest, since he's the only one that does costumes anymore, pick it out. So he's going to go this year as the Grim Reaper.
Oh, nice.
And we found this really cool glow-in-the-dark / light-up scythe that he can use as an accessory. And his eyes glow too. So he's real excited about it. He thinks it's going to be awesome.
That's fun.
That's a really
lighting
fun idea.
Lighting effects are
yes,
such
lighting
a great
effects are fun.
Plus
safety.
Yes.
Because the rest of his costume is pretty dark. So it's nice to have some light stuff around him. Yeah.
The costumes nowadays are, when we talk about things that have changed or evolved since we were kids, there are a few things that have evolved and grown more than Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
When we're kids, like for me, my sister, my brother, we go to Kmart, we get this like $5 costume with a plastic mask that we could barely breathe through or see anything from. And nowadays, like it doesn't seem like there's any cheap costumes anymore.
No,
it seem like
it's all expensive stuff, right? Yeah.
Not only expensive, but it's also like a lot of the stuff is fairly well made.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like too.
Well, depends on where you go.
Very
it does.
True. No,
very
100%.
True.
Very 100% right there. But I think that there's some encouragement in that. Like that's kind of cool for kids.
Like last year, my Anders went as Stan Laurel.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have, for some reason, they don't have any kids Stan Laurel costumes. I don't know why.
They totally should, though.
So we had to kind of build it ourselves, but still. It's just kind of fun, but yeah.
Well, and I think that the homemade ones that you really put a lot of effort and thought and work into are the best.
Yes.
Yeah, they tend 100%. To be the best ones. Yeah.
100%.
But if money was no object, like, let's go back to that for a minute. If I could do the ultimate luxury costume, I would want to do a Victorian era dress. Because and while they're not, you know, comfortable or built for any kind of realistic
or mobility,
anything in real
life, can't sit down.
Right. But that would be because hugely expensive. There are miles of fabric in those dresses, and the amount of embroidery and lace work and bead work, and I mean, gorgeous.
Women wore those every day. Every day.
Man, how we even have a society after that.
I
love the idea of Melissa just walking around her neighborhood in this costume, going trick-or-treating. I love it. I love that.
She'd probably like an effect on her skin or something, so people think she's like an actual ghost, like walking around. That'd be cool.
That's good. That I like that. That's a great idea, though.
Have you seen the red-headed ghost?
It would have to also have an elaborate wig.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Definitely. I like that one. We've got a couple listeners chiming in here. One of our listeners said that they want to be Beetlejuice this year. We've got
that's
that
not
one.
A bad one. That's a good one.
And it would be it's actually one of their dream costumes. They've always wanted to be Beetlejuice. And there's apparently really nice costume Beetlejuice out there nowadays.
Mm.
And another one of our listeners would like to be one of the fembots from the Austin Powers movies. that's a pretty good one. That's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
That is pretty good. Thank you so much to the best listeners of radio. We appreciate you guys. I thought this one might get some people calling in. Let's go ahead and get another one in. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. This is a nice neighborhood to live in, but I got two people in the last 3 years total.
That's a bummer.
It's hard to expect people to come to our house, my house anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm the last person on the block.
And
we got all neighbors next to me, and they don't all do that, so.
Yeah.
I decorated my house and all that stuff and set out candy, but.
Good on you.
People, I guess, yes.
Good on you for doing
well,
that.
Now
sir.
I know where to go.
Yeah.
I bring my kid. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Not only that, but you got extra candy, man. You got
I buy the candy that I like. I don't buy the candy.
See, that's smart.
That's the way to do it.
Very smart.
Yes. That's not only the best listeners of radio, the smartest listeners years in radio. I appreciate that. And thanks for teeing us up, sir. You have a great morning. Have a good weekend. Appreciate you. Because I wanted to talk about this.
Okay.
We're doing this. We're seeing this happen more and more in society, where we're not seeing as many kids trick-or-treating, but just as many kids are trick-or-treating. They're just doing it more like at events.
Right. Yeah, like trunk or treat stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah, you got it.
So I kind of, while there's a part of this that I think we could focus on that is a little sad, you know, the idea of letting your, you don't see that very often anymore, where you're just going to let the kids run around in the neighborhood and go trick or treating.
Doesn't happen much.
I'd rather focus on the fact that we have, as a society, we haven't given up on this. We didn't just say, oh, our kids aren't safe walking around.
We're not going to do it anymore.
So we're not doing anything.
Right.
No, we want the kids to have this. So let's adapt. How can we make this something for kids? How can we, and the government didn't do that for us. A politician didn't come out and tell us to do that. We did that as a society. Mm-hmm. We all worked together and made this happen. Remember this, everybody.
Right.
Remember this as we go forward. And also use this as a silver lining. Use this as something to hang our hat on as a society. Look what we did. I'm not saying that we cured cancer. I know it's not that big of a thing, but it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be the most gigantic thing. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes in life, we as a society make these decisions and do things, and I think it's pretty cool how this has evolved and that we haven't let it go, that we're still doing it, that we as adults, as much as we like adult Halloween, we notice and we have nostalgia and we realize, hey, this is important to kids.
Yes.
How do we keep this around? Let's make this work.
Yep.
We did that as a group, as a society. We did that. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And enjoy Halloween.
Yeah,
and enjoy
exactly. Halloween. And keep the trick-or-treating on Halloween, please.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
don't do it on other days.
Yes. I like some of these newer costumes that are out this year, too. There's a lot of Wednesday costumes.
No surprise there.
For sure.
A lot of Beetlejuice stuff out there, too.
Makes sense.
I'm waiting. I love, you know, what Melissa said earlier in the show. I love the family costumes. I love the team costumes. I really like those. But I think some of my favorite costumes are the original ideas where they take like two different characters and mash them together or something like that. Bob's Burgers does this thing every year where they do a Halloween episode and they always have the kids and they're always like some combination of Pan's Labyrinth and something like Robin Hood or something like that, and they combine them
crazy
with
combinations.
Some silly pun name or something.
Yeah, right, of course.
And those can be really fun. You see a lot of people with their creative ones, and I don't know what the most popular, like, you know, every year somebody dresses up as the Crow. Every year, you know, you get those. I don't know what the most popular Halloween costume will be this year. Last year was Barbie. Last year, a lot of people were avoiding that one. And I don't know what people are dressing up as this year. Maybe Deadpool and Wolverine. Maybe.
Probably. Oh, those costumes probably cost more and are harder to make, too.
Would be pretty tough.
Yeah. You'd have to.
Oh, it'd be cool to be walking around like Wolverine, though. That'd be pretty
cool. The Wolverine one, though, that's great for parody.
Yes.
Because then you can come up with, you know, you put like butter knives on your fists or something like that. Yes. You know?
Yes. You got to get some fun ideas there.
I'm the weasel. Yeah. No, I'm not Wolverine.
If you go to certain places and you can't get like the actual Wolverine costume, but you get action figure with claws for hands. You know, you get those generic versions of them. Yeah. Yeah. I like
things. My favorite ones are just, you know, the kind of really weird, you know, not human type things where you do it. One of my favorite suggestions I ever heard was getting that I can't remember what kind of pipe it is. It's like air duct pipe.
Yeah.
Put it on both of your arms and stick it out, and you can go as a goalie on a foosball table.
Oh, that's good.
But you got to hold your arms out the whole time.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's a good one. I love that. And we want to hear from you, everybody. We want to hear from you. Go ahead and call up and let us know. One, what would you be if you could be anything for Halloween? And of course, are you dressing up this year and what will you be? We will keep this topic going all month long. Be sure to join us for that. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about new items that are available for Halloween as far as putting out in your yard and some of that. I want to get into some of those. And trick-or-treating, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We got plenty of Halloween topics to take us through the month.
We do.
Let's keep it going, everybody. We appreciate the conversation. Best listeners in radio. We'll get back after our news break with more show. Morning Show on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed, that's the headless horseman. He's the worst when he goes.
Ah, the great Bing Crosby. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I hope you're having a good Friday out there. We appreciate the company. Thanks so much for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Merriam-Webster just added 200 new words and terms, including some you know and some you might not have heard. Let's discuss, as
Let's
we
do.
Always like to get into this one whenever they do this every year. As some of the highlights are touch grass. To participate in normal activities in the real world.
Oh, interesting.
I haven't heard that one. I have not heard that one.
Okay.
One that we have heard and touched on a handful of times, Nepo baby.
Oh, okay.
A
yeah.
person who gains opportunities through family connections.
We needed another term besides nepotism.
Yeah, right, well, right. That's a group that's not looking so good these days.
Beach read. Beach read.
Yeah.
Got to be careful with that one.
Beach read.
Beach. Got to be careful. Usually a light work of escapism fiction that you just read casually on the beach.
Beach or in the subway or wherever. Yeah. A little escape.
True crime. A nonfiction genre of literature, film, podcasts, and shows.
Mm-hmm. So it's official now? Okay.
I guess that's what they're trying to do with some of this.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Man. All right.
Creepy crawly.
What? Creepy crawly? Was it in the dictionary?
And not only that, I like that they're letting little kids make these decisions now.
Sure.
Thank you to Miss Wilson's first grade class for adding this one.
the next year they will have, in there.
Is cooties not in
just
there?
Just cooties, yeah.
Yeah.
Street corn. Grilled corn on the cob that's coated with a creamy spread.
Mmm, street corn's good.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Snog. Snog.
Snog?
The British slang for making out.
Yes. Snogging.
Been around forever.
Snogging, yeah.
Apparently, it wasn't American enough, but now it is.
Now
it's American.
Now it's here. If somebody asked me to snog, I'm like, get away from me. Like, what are you talking about?
It does not sound fun. It's like, what are you talking about?
Nothing about that sounds like, yeah, no,
interesting.
No, no.
Hey, want to have a snog?
No,
no, thank you.
No, you and your bad teeth, get away from me. No, I'm joking. I have rough teeth. I can make that joke. I can. Jam band, a band whose performance and distinguished by frequent and often lengthy improvisation.
Yes, yes. Our favorite jam bands. Quick, right. Who's your favorite jam band, James?
Oh, boy.
I put him on the spot.
I don't really have a favorite jam band.
That makes sense.
I can think of jam bands like Grateful Dead and Fish and stuff, but Government Mule, maybe? Maybe Government
That's
Mule.
That's not a bad choice. Not a bad choice.
I don't know if Wilco is considered a jam band, but
no.
I would say Wilco, but yeah, Government
not
Mule
quite.
Probably.
How about you, Melissa?
Nope.
No. Oh, they are good. Yeah. No is a great band. Very good. Very good. Dungeon Crawler, a video game that's primarily focused on defeating enemies in a dungeon-like environment.
Excuse me. Uh-oh. I'm going to use one of my catchphrases. Well, actually, the Dungeon Crawl comes from tabletop role-playing games. Mm-hmm. That's where it was from first, before it became video games. So, it's been around for quite a long time.
If it wasn't you, it would have been my oldest texting me this similar thing. Yes. Yeah.
Wolfstein.
Good one. Wolfstein.
Yes.
Ultra-processed. Food made primarily with high-processed ingredients.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And
get it out of our diets.
And FYP. FYP, or For You page, a social media feed with personalized content based on your interests.
FYP, okay. Not Sounds Y2K. Funny.
No.
Okay.
Now, last year they added 690 words, so adding a lot more this year. Not as many, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
not
a lot
as
less
many.
This year.
A lot less.
Interesting.
Lot less. Which there's no real rhyme or reason behind that.
No.
It's just kind of an interesting data point.
It goes in waves. Yeah, I think some years they just add and end up adding a lot more, so...
And I don't know how much of this is, I don't know that we need to do this every year, but the fact that they do, I know that it helps them, market and sell this.
Hey, we're still here. We're still here. We're still doing stuff. Merriam-Webster.
We're still making paper dictionaries.
Yeah, we're still doing it.
You can find us online.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we need this, but I'm glad it exists.
Yeah.
I like that it still exists. I
think we do need it.
Yeah.
In the end, I think that's probably true. Yeah.
I would lean that way, but I didn't want to assume.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I do think that we do. And I just think that this is kind of fun. I think it's kind of cool that we still have this one. This is, to me, one of the ways we get back to words meaning what they mean.
Wouldn't that be nice if words meant what they meant?
Yeah.
Supposed to mean? Yeah.
Well,
that'd be cool.
And we can get there. We just have to demand it as citizens. We just have to demand it as people. When people, like celebrities or politicians or that, when they don't go by the words and what they actually mean, we need to hold them accountable.
Yes.
And you can do that with your vote.
Yes, yeah. You can indeed.
Be informed and get out there and vote, everybody. Early registration is open.
Right.
That is not in here. Early registration is not in the new words. I looked it up. I did not see it.
That might have been around already.
We come back. We got a That Ain't Right story. Got some good stories of the day. We're going to talk about our schedule and some awesome stuff going on in our community this weekend. All of that coming up for you with Melissa, Seth, and James here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, wrapping things up with Melissa, Seth, and James. Hope you're having a great Friday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Get into our schedule in a little bit. Start off with the That Ain't Right story.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
I mean, that feels like a That Ain't Right story.
Yeah, that would be. That would be kind of weird.
You just walk in, you just want a meal, and you see a werewolf just sitting there looking at that menu and just licking its, you know, just licking its chops.
To be fair,
you really can't blame him. Chinese food is awesome.
That's true.
And to be fair, none of us has perfect hair like the werewolf does.
It's very true.
Yeah.
A 36-year-old man in Wales broke into a woman's home and did all of her chores for her.
Huh?
Yeah. It happened over the summer, but his trial was this week.
Jeez.
The woman who lived there was at work when he broke in on July 16th, hung her laundry out to dry, put her groceries away, and emptied her recycling. He also tidied up the garden, refilled the bird feeders, organized her fridge, mopped the floors, put out a bottle of wine, cooked dinner, and left a note saying, "Don't worry, be happy, eat up."
What?
How could any of that be as creepy as it came across? Like, that is crazy. He left.
My question is, why were her groceries not put away?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Fair, fair.
Yeah.
He left after that and wasn't there when she got home from work, but it freaked her out crazy, obviously.
Well, no kidding.
And she thought he was a stalker. It turned out he wasn't. His lawyer told the judge he was just homeless and at the time and undergoing a number of difficulties.
Mm.
She stayed with a friend for 2 weeks until police caught him after he broke into another vacant house.
Oh,
he didn't do any chores there that time or didn't have to. Someone showed up and kicked him out.
Right.
A judge sentenced him on Thursday to 22 months in jail. His attorney told the court her client was sorry for the harm he caused his victims. This feels like I've mentioned it a couple of times. My life has gone a very different direction. I am no longer the knucklehead I used to be or, you know, living on the other side of the tracks or some of those things. But modern me, if I were to commit a crime, I feel like this might be what I did. This might be it.
Defeat my obsessive compulsive disorder of cleaning.
My all of that.
Is it a bad thing to mention that now he's not homeless for almost the next 2 years?
That's true.
No, unfortunately, that is worth bringing up.
Yeah, it is.
And it's also worth bringing up the mental health aspect of this. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this individual is struggling with that in some level or another. But all that, putting all that to the side and all that within context, this is one of those ones where you walk into your apartment or house, and I don't know what comes first. Are you like, oh, all that's done? Or, oh my God,
all that's done?
I don't know which one hits you first, but you're going to have a mix of both.
You are going to have a very odd reaction to that, yes. Bam. But yes. At the same time, don't do that.
Oh
okay?
No,
don't
no,
break into people's no. houses just to do, no.
No, there is no scenario where that ends well or with the intent
no,
you hope it's
exactly.
going to happen.
Exactly.
I can't. The whole reason I send you guys texts with 20 different emojis is because of how many times in my life I've been misunderstood in the text.
Right.
In a text. I can't
and
imagine.
How many times do you get a text back going, James, what does this mean?
Yeah. I've really got to take a class about that. I've really got to figure out.
What does this emoji mean? I'm not sure.
Got to figure out how to do this whole talking with your thumbs thing. I've got to get that down. But I mean, I get misinterpreted that way. I can't imagine doing something like on this level or something like that. this is not going to come across well. That is our that
I would have to say, if this happened to me, I would assume that my mother's ghost has moved in.
And she's cleaning. And she's cleaning. Yeah.
It's an interesting, especially for the afterlife. I mean, I got to think there's better things to do. I would
hope. Relax.
Enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy not having to do anything. Yeah. You know?
We take a look at our schedule for today and for the weekend and got some great things lined up for you. Join us from 4 to 5 today for Midday Magazine in part one. And in studio, we have Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krug with us today.
Oh, he's going to be here.
Scott and I are going to get into a couple of big topics, certainly talking about, you know, his position on the elections committee, talking about the integrity of voting. I want to talk a little bit about what happened in Wausau with their mayor recently, and I want to talk attack ads. I'm going to be sort of premiering a segment that I'm working on attack ads, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about that with Scott.
Okay.
We'll be talking about that at 4 o'clock today. Be sure to join us, and we wrap up the week of Midday Magazine a wonderful way. The Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen contestants are going to be joining us.
Very cool.
I'm going to have a couple of them with us. I cannot wait.
I love that we get to do that.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite times of the year we get to do this and celebrating these amazing young individuals. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool.
We're looking forward to that a little bit later. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine. A shout out to Pam Hilke and the amazing scheduling she does week in
and
week out.
She is awesome.
We'll have Playmakers for you today right after that from 5 to 6. Seth and I will be having some fun not only talking some sports, but talking to you. We love hearing from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to our friends at Quality Post Printing sponsoring that hour. And we will lead you into at 6:50 on 105.5 WIRI, Eau Claire Memorial coming to Lincoln to take on our Red Raiders homecoming for Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some breaking news with that.
We do. We weren't sure, but I just got a message from Mr. Randy Paul. He will be at the game tonight.
Yeah.
So we got Randy and Mike calling the game tonight. It'll be an interesting one. Neither team has won a game yet. Something's got to give. Hoping the Red Raiders come out on top on their homecoming game tonight. So,
well, one of them is now going to come out.
Yeah, exactly. One, at least one. Let's hope it's on the right side.
We'll be talking about it. We'll be promoting it today on Playmakers. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us for that. And Seth, you got some other things we wanted to make sure to touch on.
Yeah, one more time, everyone. Drinking habits tonight and tomorrow. We got 7 o'clock tonight. We've got 2 o'clock tomorrow. Get your tickets right now, wrctheater.org. Please do it, man. I can't tell you how much audiences have enjoyed this show. You've heard from Melissa. You've heard from me. Ask anyone who's seen it. They have had a fabulous time. So get your tickets and go as soon as you possibly can.
And try not to fall out of your seat laughing.
Yes. Please. Yeah. We don't want to do that. But also happening tomorrow, a fabulous event that we have every year here on the Wisconsin River, Science by the River.
Yay.
Starts at 11, goes till about 2 o'clock. Starts at Hanson Park at 2031 2nd Avenue South. It's a great day to get outdoors. Sounds like the weather is going to be fabulous. Join the fun and bring the whole family to do it. You start your trek at either Ben Henson Park or at Veterans Memorial Park, and then there's education booths all down the river. So it's very cool. Check it out. Man, this is one of those really neat things that we do every year, and we want to give a big shout out to Extension for putting this on. They do a great job with it.
Got a lot of good friends over there, and it's a really fun event. A lot of people volunteer and are part of. If you can take in the whole event, that's great. But it's also done so where if you could just go to a station or two or something.
One or two, you got it.
You just never know what it could spark in a young mind being up around science and being around this and all the conservation information that is a part of this as well.
100%.
Check out Science by the River this weekend. Tomorrow, everybody, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And boy, do we got a good one lined up for you this weekend, and it is going on today. In fact, it's going on in just minutes from now. It's already started, I believe.
Okay.
The 78th anniversary sale over at Family Natural Foods.
Yes!
Yeah, it is going on today, kicked off at 9 a.m., and it's going on tomorrow as well, over at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
Come help our friends, our family, really, at Family Natural Foods, celebrating 78 years, 28% off supplements, cosmetics, and essential oils, free gifts, door prizes, and so much more. Nobody does a customer appreciation like Family Natural
I've never
Foods.
Seen anyone do it like them.
Yeah.
They're fabulous.
Friday, today, they're going to have experts from Nature's Plus down there. They're already down there. They'll be there till 1. True Grace is going to be there 10 to 1. And tomorrow, they'll have Clover Meadow Milk, Terry Naturally, and much more.
Wow.
Nice.
Family Natural Foods does a lot to support this community and support our area and our station. Mm-hmm. This is our chance to show them that we support them and the work that they do.
We appreciate what they do.
Yeah. Buy local, support local, support our friends at Family Natural Foods with their big-time anniversary special, their anniversary sale going on today and tomorrow. Man. Be sure to head on over there,
78 years. That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Give a special hello to Stephen and Katrina.
Appreciate our friends over there. 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll meet you there, everybody. And I did want to also mention that our friends over at the Alexander House have their special going on today, their event.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, that's right. It's tonight.
Yeah, that is going on tonight with a couple of great artists. They're going
to
have...
Five to eight.
Yeah, be sure to check that out, everybody. The Alexander House, located at 1131 Wisconsin River Drive in Port Edwards. Head on over there and enjoy. And, of course, keep in mind that it's open to the public Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 4. Find out more at alexanderhouse.com.
Pam was showing me pictures of one of the artist's work in miniature. Amazing.
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't fathom people working in stuff that small. I just can't get it. I just understand they do it.
Everybody should attend that event.
Yes.
Everybody should. It's a wonderful event.
Magnifying glasses.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And lots of lights.
Lots of lights.
A, quote, food pharmacy for seniors just opened up in Washington, D.C. Instead of drugs, they give out healthy food to help keep things like diabetes in check. The doctor writes a prescription for, quote, medically tailored groceries, and every 2 weeks you get restock and stuff like fresh produce and whole wheat pasta.
Oh.
I love this.
What a great idea.
How cool is this?
That's very cool. Wow.
I mean, I think that's a really big story. Right. I
could take off in a lot of communities. I think that'd
be... Well, because the one thing that's been missing in our medical system is connecting how what we eat affects our body.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Trying to get that, the wholeness idea, right? Get it all together.
To those whole foods is important.
And wrapping up, a woman in England named Muriel Linders just turned 101.
Ooh.
And she is in the news because of her advice on how to live long and a happy life. Look after your friends, always take the stairs, and dance whenever you can.
There you go. I like that advice.
I love it.
Didn't involve alcohol for once.
It usually does.
For what years? It's a shot of whiskey every day. Like hers better, let's say.
It does seem
dance, everybody.
They do seem to go to that one quite a bit.
They do.
But once again, from our wonderful friend Muriel here, look after your friends. Always take the stairs and dance whenever you can.
Nice. Fabulous advice.
Enjoy your weekend, everybody. And great show. You too. Have a good weekend.
You too, man.
You too.
And be good to each other out there. We will talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.